Well, I think right now they look very good. You know, our advanced reservations for the summer are up. And advanced reservations aren't a real barometer like they used to be because people make their travel plans so much closer to the time they're actually going to travel. But that's a really good sign. And as far as Memorial Day weekend, you know, it looks like we're finally going to start to get some sunny weather. And that's going to make everybody think about being at the beach and being in Ocean City.
Now, Ocean City did sustain some damage from Sandy, the fishing pier, some other things. Where do things stand with respect to those repairs?
Okay, actually, we were very fortunate during Sandy and did have some minor damages. Yeah. Probably the most damage we did have was to the fishing pier. And, you know, that became a big story because we lost about 100 feet or so at the east end of the fishing pier. So what I can tell you, and I'm going to announce today, is that fishing pier will officially reopen, completely rebuilt, at 10:30 on Friday morning. And we're actually going to hold a press conference and cut the ribbon and throw out the first line and to inaugurate the fishing pier being back open for business in Ocean City on schedule for Memorial Day weekend.
That must feel good.
It does feel good. And, you know, during the course of Hurricane Sandy, that was the most asked question was, what about the pier? How will it be rebuilt? Well, we've been working on that. The franchise holder's been diligent in his efforts to make the repairs, and we're really going to be happy to be able to be there Friday and cut that ribbon.
I know there was also plenty of work done on the boardwalk, having nothing to do with Sandy. There was a boardwalk renovation. That's now complete. We come down to Ocean City. How's the boardwalk going to be different?
The boardwalk looks fantastic. We rebuilt the whole boardwalk over the last couple of years. I mean, we took out all the boards, all the foundation, rebuilt it. It's built better than ever. It's going to be there for another 100 years now, and you'll notice it. The boardwalk looks absolutely terrific. We were also able to change some things, make some areas more handicap accessible, and you know, really do all the things we needed to do to make our boardwalk somewhere everybody can enjoy.
And it's still a boardwalk. It's not a concrete walkway, right?
It's a boardwalk. I mean, you can walk on concrete in any city in the United States. When you come to Ocean City, we want you to walk on the boards.
And you still have the mile markers for those of us who like to run up and down the
We do. The 2.5 mile long boardwalk, the mile markers will be there, and the boardwalk tram will be out there, and you can ride your bikes like I do almost every morning up on the boardwalk whenever it's as nice as it is today. So it's going to be a great year in a boardwalk.
Is Ocean City going to benefits from what's happened further north as a result of Sandy? Are you going to see more visitors who might go to the Jersey Shore coming to Ocean City?
You know, I think that'll have minimal impact. You know, that's part of the area that we market in anyway, and we've seen a large increase of visitors from the New York, New Jersey, northern Pennsylvania area in the last 3 or 4 years, and I think that will continue. But the beaches are opening back up there, and, you know, we wish them all the best. We were fortunate. You know, we're ready to go full throttle. We certainly hope they are, too.
In terms of emergency preparations for whatever Mother Nature may bring this year, have there been some changes in the way you do things approaching this summer season?
No, it's pretty consistent. You know, unfortunately, we've had hurricanes the last 2 summers, so we've, you know, been in operational mode. You always learn some things. When that happens, you always, you know, make some adjustments in how you handle things. But I think we're very well prepared. We all attended the hurricane conference in New Orleans this year. You'll learn a lot every year. And, you know, we're ready just in case those things happen.
July 1st, you're going to see toll increases. You're also going to see the gas tax increase take effect. How might that impact Ocean City?
Well, you know, nobody likes to talk about increased tolls or increased gas tax, but, you know, we're a drive-to destination. We're 150 miles from 3 major metropolitan areas. As Harry Kelly used to say, we're a half a tank away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really true. So it might cost you a few more dollars, but really the trip's worth it, and it's still the best bargain you're going to find.
You ever going to bring that slogan back, a half a tank away? Because I grew up in Baltimore and Ocean City.
Well, that's why I threw that in there. Yeah. You know, we all remember Harry Kelly making that comment. And, you know, we've done a lot of things to try to ease the burden of the cost on our visitors. We're touting this as a lucky summer of 13 in Ocean City. We're going to have a lot of free events taking place all summer long. You know, we're going to have concerts on the beach. We're going to have fireworks on the beach twice a week, laser light shows starting Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, fireworks up at Northside Park, Sundays in the park. We're going to have, and these are all free activities that anybody that's out and about can just drop in and enjoy for the evening or for the length of time they want. And we hope that adds a little value to everybody's vacation.
Merrick